republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, Megan, I kind of jumped the gun there. All right, so we're just missing Randy for tonight. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. There are no items on the agenda, so we'll move to our next item, which would be approval of minutes for July 8th, 2025.
I move that we approve the minutes for July 8th, 2025.
All in favor of this approval?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. We're also looking for our next item, approval of the agenda for today, August 12th, 2025.
I move for approval of the agenda.
All in favor of this approval of the agenda?
Aye.
Any opposed? Pass unanimously. So we have an informational item to elect a new vice chair of Sandy Valley CAC for possible action. This is as John has stepped down.
You want to do it?
Not really.
I nominate you,
Greg. Since I'm the only one left.
Greg can't. Oh, yeah. He was chair last year.
So I guess that will be me.
Or Randy.
We could nominate.
He's not here.
Yeah, we're going to nominate Randy. Let's nominate Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't here, so.
That's what he gets.
All right. It's up to you. So the nomination for Randy?
Yes. Yeah.
Do we need to move or to
yes.
vote? So I just need a movement on that.
I move that we nominate Randy for
vice chair. Elect Randy.
There you go.
All in favor to elect Randy as the new vice chair? Aye. Any opposed? That is unanimous.
All right.
Congratulations, Randy.
Our cooperation.
All right, we'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of July, we ended up with 16 medical calls, 2 med flights. We said goodbye to another one of our residents out here. We ended up with 7 fires and 1 structure. It's hot. Watch out. The majority of all that is the brush and grass. The shooters of the desert touching off the grass with the steel core ammo, things like that. Of course, gun safety, know what you're shooting into. Know where that's going to go at the end. And if you're out there in the desert, maybe have a little water or shovel, something to maybe beat the flames down a little bit until somebody can get there and make sure that it's completely out. Short of that, anyone have anything for me? Perfect. I actually have a question for the board. Can you guys write like a letter of thanks or anything to like people like Susie Lee for giving us our road, taking care of us?
Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
And you guys have a question. Does the fire department still have monthly reviews of fire extinguishers?
No, we don't. We don't do any monthly reviews. A monthly review is basically somebody looked at that fire extinguisher. They verified that it's still got showing, it's got a charge, it hasn't been used, it's secure, it's got its pin in place, that's locked down, and then it's just a signature. I don't know really what the logistics are on that. I believe as a company representative, you can do that. It's a 1-year recertification that actually has to go through the, like a certifier.
So you guys don't do recharge or anything?
No, we don't have any way of doing recharge.
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had a couple people come in that just went into the valley. They're interested in being a part of the fire department. Who do they contact?
Third Tuesday of the month, 6:00, show up.
Okay.
That's one way to get started.
Okay.
Another one is if they want, they're more than welcome to just give you a call. If I'm not answering, leave a message, and maybe I'll call them back.
Okay. Cool.
Oh,
I have
a
was asked, is this still a good, or is this the new number for telling someone you're going to burn? And I heard the number, and I go, I don't think so. And they called it, and it was. So do you have a whole new phone number, or is the old one still good too?
So the number to call for burns is, give me a second. So where we used to shackle those calls in the community, they've requested that that actually starts going to dispatch in town.
Okay.
So that they can kind of keep a record of that. Okay, we're getting calls to this area, and we know that we have control burns. And like I tell everybody, regardless of whether or not we know there's a burn going on there, we're still coming to make sure that it's still a controlled burn and no longer uncontrolled.
Right, okay.
But that burn number in town, 702-229-0291. Now that phone number is only active during the day, which is the only time we authorize people to burn anyways. Because if you're burning at night, what ends up happening is that little fire can be seen clear across the valley, and we end up with 50 calls from everyone running down the pass. So daytime hours only, vegetation only, no trash, construction debris, things like that, that has to be sent to the landfill. That's why we have our Friday trash pickup. We even have the Saturdays where they come out and bring the dumpsters so we can get rid of that big refuge. You need to have water on hand. You need to be in attendance so that we can try and minimize that spread from your property to the neighboring property and turning it into something that really didn't need to be.
And are they generally calling saying I'm burning tomorrow or the same
no.
day thing?
So it's pretty simple. You give them a call. This is who I am. This is where I am. I'm going to be doing this for about this long. You know, usually when I contact them, I'm going to be out here for about an hour. I'm going to be out here for about an hour and a half.
Okay.
So when I burn, I like to use shorts and flip-flops because if it's too hot for me to be there, obviously it's too big and I start putting it out. But that's just me. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. If I see Congressman Lee, I'll let her know that you're grateful. However, it is on public record, so you're good. We'll receive a report from Metro.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Pretty excited for the new road.
Yeah.
Nothing too big to report. School's in session. Please watch your speed. Spread the word. We'll take enforcement. You see it. We'll stop on the site. Any questions for Metro? I'm going to be hanging out, so feel free to come up and chat.
Cool. Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from BLM.
Good evening, everybody. Jacob Lewis, I'm the acting night shift lieutenant for BLM. Not a whole lot from us. We are in fire restrictions on all BLM lines in Southern Nevada, so not only is that campfires, but that's also smoking cigarettes if you don't have a beer area around you outside of your vehicle. Also, just be aware, the fire chief touched on it, but target shooting on BLM land is still allowed. However, steel core ammo is prohibited, as well as tannerite. That binary explosive mixture stuff you can buy that's supposed to be warehouse or Walmart. That's not allowed at any time all year on the BLM land, as well as fireworks. We don't have any open cases currently in Sandy Valley, but we do continue to patrol the area. So we'll be out and about in the area. If you guys have any concerns, you can always call our dispatch. Or call Metro and then refer to us. Any questions from anybody?
What was your name?
Jacob Lewis.
All right, thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools. Brian Carey, teacher at Sandy Valley High School. These items come from our new principal, Principal Flanagan. She had a couple items for you all. She wanted to let you know that Sandy Valley Schools enrollment is similar to the past. Right now we have 114 students at elementary, 77 at middle school, and 91 in the high school. With the high school well, Environmental Services has tested the water and we're waiting for the results, hopefully this week. Students right now can wash their hands and use the restroom. They can't drink water, but drinking stations have been provided. We've also been following heat advisory stipulations. They've been conveyed to the coaches and staff regarding students being outside for a limited amount of time due to the heat. Due to new state law, no cell phones, earbuds, headphones are allowed during instructional time at school, and that's being enforced. We also are requiring everyone, staff and students, to wear badges this year. That's part of CCSD for safety purposes. Students without a badge will be charged $2 a new badge printed. They're all going to be given new badges and lanyards this week, and then that goes into effect. The earliest that students can arrive is 7:30 a.m. Before that time, we don't have supervision at the school. Students leave at 3:30. Starting August 25th, we will then have a 4:30 late bus for after-school activities. Currently, there's only a late bus at 5:30 for athletics. On August 27th, iCare for Kids will be on our campus to provide free services for our students for eyewear. They'll do eye examinations and provide glasses. And they just look forward to this year, and we'll try to keep the community kind of in the know through this and other means. So they're kind of focusing on education or on communication about education. Mm-hmm. So, yes?
The heat advisory stuff. Can we make sure that the coaches are reminded of that?
I can pass it on. I know they just sent it out. Was it yesterday?
And
yeah.
Maybe the trainers could be told as well.
Okay. I can. Like I said, I'm not involved with that. Ellie will be on it. Yeah. She's up there in the front office. So.
When's the first football game?
First home football game is the
29th. At 7 p.m.
We also had, it's not in here, we had some flooding when we had that big downpour earlier in the summer. Kind of flooded the whole gym. We've been basically all summer trying to get all the moisture out of it. So our volleyball games and the first couple weeks have all been moved to away because we didn't know the status. It's back open and good. So that's just recent. We had that all cleared. So that's why, if you're wondering why there's going to be a home football game but not volleyball these first couple weeks, we just rescheduled all those away because we didn't think we were going to have a gym to play. And they've been practicing in the multi-purpose room. But.
I got a question for you. Are you working on a fix for that problem? Because I know this has happened a few times.
So there, I don't know a huge amount. I know they've had people from the district out there that are not just dealing with the moisture issue, looking at other things to try to mitigate that. So I know that's been in the conversation, but I don't know any status on it and who's doing it or anything like that. So I'm not as involved in the athletic side as I at one point was. So I'm not as in the know.
So I can find out.
Okay. Ellie's on it. She knows way more than I do. I should have just throw things to Ellie.
You're fine.
All right. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation. Go check out the board. I need a board. All right, we'll receive a report from Valley Electric.
Good evening. I'm Kevin McMahon, Valley Electric Director for San Diego Valley. There's not a lot of new information coming out. The projects are continuing. You have some new information. We still have meters that are being put in, and new meters are putting in the valley. And one thing that's informational, one way that we can speed up the fiber installs is when they show up and they get notification, trying to use that to make sure they're there. That's one of the problems that's taken them a long time is when they have to come several times to an area to complete the job that they have putting in the new fiber.
Kevin, is that something that you can inform us once a month on? If they were going to be working in this area this month?
Yes, I can. I can do that.
Is that we can also have a posting at the post office, just different places in town?
Okay. Thank you very much. Do we have anybody from Sandy Valley Library? No? All right, we'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services. Oh, is she there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Carol!
Carol, are you going to finish your second?
Sandy Valley Library is up. No news.
Say something.
Hi, everybody! It wasn't me.
All right, we'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
Okay, so the big news, which the signs took away from me, is that they're starting the road on the 17th.
Yay!
All things that you see, you know. We were more than a little perturbed when we saw that. That was guaranteed. So I immediately took a picture of it to send it to the commissioner. So we can visit it together. I know there was something posted that said to seek alternate routes. That does not mean they're closing the road. The road will not be closed. If anybody says anything about it, that's a standard form. That company is used to doing work in most every other place in
where
America.
There is an
alternate route. I'm astounded that people think that we can close the road. I mean, come on. The road will not be closed. The work will be done from 7:30 p.m. to 3:30 a.m. Although I think the signs say 7 to 3. I was told 7:30 to 3:30. It's going to take 8 months, 240 days. There will be delays while the work's going on. There has to be. So that'll be our next complaint. We'll have a room full of people complaining about the delays. But if we want a new road, we got to have delays.
Tell them where the alternate is. Tell them to plan for that one.
Yeah.
Can we complain now about the delays?
Yeah, complain now. Yeah, just throw it out.
Don't delay, just do it.
And people have already started complaining about the back road. If we're doing this one, we should do the back road too. Well, completely different thing, two different things. So it's been a long time coming. I'm very excited. The potholes are really bad right now. I mean, they always are, but they're really bad. The patch crew should be coming out this week or early next week, because it'll be a while before the road improvements get to where the potholes are. So they should be coming out pretty soon. That's the very exciting thing with that.
So are they starting from Sandy Valley?
They're starting from Cherokee.
Oh, from Cherokee going to...
Going over the hill. All the way to 161.
Are they widening it or anything?
They are going to widen it as much as they can. We are still limited by BLM, even though we have the permission to do the work. We are still limited. Not those BLM guys.
You!
Not those guys.
You did it.
The administrative people. We are still limited on how far we can go. But we're going to widen it as much as possible, flatten some of the hills, straighten some of the curves to make it safer. So, and I know everyone in Sandy Valley knows how to pave a road, so I'm sure I will hear about how everything they're doing wrong. So, yeah.
Has anybody considered contacting the kitty litter plant and seeing if they can go straight through?
Oh, we talked about that, but they still haven't closed out their permit. So
they may give you permission, though.
BLM can't give permission because there is outstanding stuff that they need to do. I can't remember the name of it.
Reclamation.
Yes, there's a lot of stuff that they did wrong and that has to be cleaned up before they can do anything. So, no. I know, be nice. But so that's all for the road. You may have seen they're putting the millings along 161. I think it looks really ugly, but nobody asked me. They are I know. So they are taking the millings from the work they're doing on the 15 and putting along the side there for weed control, safety, and dust control. And so they are doing that in spurts as they get time away from other jobs, and they're also using it as a training opportunity for new operators. But I told them anything else, it looks terrible. So they're supposed to come clean up the edges when they're done. We'll see. But I look at it every day and I think it's terrible. So I will make them come clean up the edges so it doesn't look so bad. And the only other really thing going on is in Good Springs, we're having a movie in the park on the 31st. It's going to be Goonies. And we're having a little community barbecue. You guys are invited as well.
Is that the 31st, you said?
Yep, the 31st, Labor Day weekend. The Cemetery Association is doing a human slot machine. If you've never seen that, look it up. It's adorable. So they're doing a human slot machine fundraiser. And it's going to be free hot dogs and popcorn. So
I wonder if they would be interested in knowing about the cemetery.
Oh, maybe. So the Good Springs Cemetery, is old, and it was through many weird lawsuits and non-payment of taxes over the years, the county owned it, and not only the county admin services, the department I work for owned it, which was really weird. You don't usually have a certain department that owns something, but we owned it for whatever reason. And we have some new residents in Good Springs that are really wanting to make some changes, make things better, do some improvements. And so they got together and said, hey, we would really like to have the cemetery. So I worked with them, and the county gave the cemetery to the Cemetery Association. They had to become a nonprofit and get insurance. And so they have ownership of it now. And I don't know if you guys know who Steve Darnell is. He's a welder guy. And he's going to make some new gates for it. They're going to make some good improvements and bring it kind of back to some little bit of glory for the history that it has there. So it's kind of cool. Sometimes things work sometimes. So any questions for me? Yes.
Anything new on that solar farm?
No, and I, well, yes and no. I've talked to a couple people, and they're... Because of the changes in our administration that is no longer favoring renewable energy like that, it probably isn't as favorable for them to move forward. But I don't know that doesn't mean they're going to. So that's on my list of I need to follow up. And I've emailed my counterpart in California to ask for an update, and he hasn't given it to me, so I need to follow up with him again. And the other thing was there was a lot of discussion about microchipping on Facebook, if anybody saw that. That was something, that was a law. It's not a mandate, it's a law. That's what we call them, is laws. And I don't know about you guys, all of my kids are microchipped. And every time a dog is found in Sandy Valley, and someone posts, hey, does anybody know this dog? What is the first question everyone asks? Does it have a chip? Does it have a chip? So clearly, that is something that works. And not only is it, and I'm probably preaching the choir here, but that someone had said that they think it's not important because only irresponsible pet owners will not do it or whatever, but it works. And I was going to pull statistics for tonight, but it is the law now, just like spay and neuter, so that's just my little 2 cents. It's the law, so do it. So now we're going to get a reader. I'm still going to get a reader.
I'm going to say, until they get a reader, it's really pointless.
Right. No, it's not pointless. It's
well,
not
for somebody
pointless.
Who wants to go all the way into town
no,
to check.
No, it would encourage more out here.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's not pointless because animal control does pick up animals here still. And as someone who has a Great Pyrenees who likes to wander, I know that if he were to ever end up at the shelter, he has a chip and I would get him back. So it's not pointless. It's a little more work, but it's not pointless. So those are just the things that have been talked about, I think. So anything else for me? Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. We have no planning and zoning items, no general business. So we'll now go to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Have any comments? Yes, Stephanie.
Stephanie Salinas Burn, 1100 Taco. So we are doing something new for our seniors. This is my son, so I can show him off. This is a sample that we did, but we are trying to get some school spirit going on, and so this is a project that we're going to do for all of the seniors, and we are raising money for this. I am going to be doing baked goods at the post office on a regular basis. I mean, 20 to 10 dozen sold out like that yesterday. I was floored. So, but these are banners. Snail Trail made them, and it's a full banner, but they're going to get hung up in the gym, and then the seniors can take them home at the end of the year and keep forever.
Stephanie, just a question. How much on
the river is cost? Typically they are $30, but they're sending us a discount of $25 each. Because we're doing all of them at once, so $450 for all of the seniors.
So you'll take cash, okay?
That's a great
yeah.
deal for that too.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Then you get it forever. So.
Suzanne De La Rosa from the last meeting. Al has graciously opened his place for Ladies Lake Day on September 20. Which is a Saturday, we said from 11 to 3, and it's for ladies 21 and older, just so, you know, ladies don't come and
so he's legal?
Kids.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Does that mean he's going to be stripper?
They did say men were $5,
right? That was a longer discussion.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. And the reason we're having it on September 20, we had canceled the International Festival for this year. We're going to make a bigger and better one for the following year. So that was going to happen on September 20th, but we're going to focus on the Health and Happiness Expo, which lands on October 18th. So, that is something we were requested to bring back, and we invite police and BLM and fire and everyone to have booths and the information center for Sandy Valley. We bring in people like doctors and dentists from Vegas, and I have all kinds of different services and products, and we put it all together in a big event, and it'll go 10 to 3, 10 to 2, something like that.
What is the date again?
Saturday, October 18th, it's this third Saturday. And then this Saturday, we are still continuing the first and third Saturday doing the Farmers Co-op and Exchange, where you bring your excess fruits and vegetables and chickens and farm animals and trade, and or learn more about farming in general and what other people are producing. So that is going fine. That happens at 8 a.m. and it's going to happen spring, summer, fall. And Snail Trail is actually going to trade me for advertising and happenings, a sign just like that. It's going to go on the corner where the farmer's market sign had been. It's going to be covered up, say, in Farmers Co-op and Exchange, so people know it's all year except winter. And that same day is the pancake breakfast. And that evening at 6 p.m., poor old George Nip is having his 95th birthday party, and he invites the whole area. You might get something on your mailbox or near your home. But yeah, he's turning 95, actually on the 18th, I think it is, but this Saturday is his party, and he expects the whole community to be there. It starts at 6. I think that was all my announcements.
Gail, on the 18th, I'm going to text it to you, but there's also on October 18th, There's also the fall craft bazaar at the school.
I talked to the school about that.
Okay.
And yeah, we were talking about maybe doing a co-op thing or there was even writing back and forth to try to come, but yeah, we had co-op on that at home. But we did this. And were you gonna mention your sign? Possible community sign, or was that for our other group?
Well, that's you.
Al had a lovely idea, and we're going to see about getting funding and pricing and stuff like that to have it created, but he had sent me a rendition of a sign that has a silhouette of a horse that says, "Welcome to Sandy Valley, a community where kindness is a way of life," to be like an entrance sign here, and they're talking about Snail Trail possibly doing the inside and having it woodwork on the outside, or things being donated and cool stuff. So anyway, anyone want to see it? I think that was a grand idea.
We've talked about that before. There's a little complication with getting it on BLM property.
Damn BLM guys.
All right, thank you. I just want to mention one thing really quick. Brian Carey, Commissioner Jones and the county, and what's your friend's name again?
Christina.
They put together a back-to-school fair, both for teachers, and then the next day they did the same thing for students for school supplies. So my wife and I know there was another teacher from Sandy Valley that was there, as well as other people within Commissioner Jones's kind of jurisdiction. And we had bags of supplies. I even brought a backpack to throw things in. They had donuts for us. They fed us empanadas on the way out that were awesome. It was just a good event. This is the second year that they've done it. So I just wanted to kind of in public just thank Commissioner Jones and Clark County and Christina for putting that on. It was an awesome event. So, and just so many people they thanked us as teachers, and it was just an awesome thing. So I appreciate that.
Over $20,000 for the school.
Yeah, I mean, they went all out. It was a good event. It was a really good event. So I appreciate them just thinking about us.
And as far as events goes, we are going to do the Renaissance Fair again in the spring.
Do we have any other comments?
I guess I can. For part of the school report too, thank you to Valley Electric. So they brought a bunch of supplies to Sandy Valley School this year too, and so I just wanted to thank them officially somehow. I mean, I know this isn't the school,
yeah,
but
it was nice. We're feeling the love.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, if we don't have any other comments, our next meeting will be on September 9th. This meeting is adjourned.
Sorry. I refuse to be vice chair or president and try to get there.
So here's what you got to do. When you think you're going to be vice chair, you say you want to be chair. You have 2 years. You can't do it in the next 2 years. Let's see if it flies. Then you can get it. That's right. Over 4 years. You can just knock it out. It's inevitable at some point, knock it out in 2 years, and then just be done, right?
So, thank you so much.